Module 1. Today I want to talk about how you can manage your family and still take care of yourself and put yourself first as well. I get many questions from people who say, you know, Demita, you make it look so easy. How are you managing your businesses and still able to manage your children and still find time for yourself? Well, the answer is really simple, and I'm going to share them with you today. I just have a few tips that I use to simplify my life. So that's what we're going to talk about, simplifying your life. The first one is you have to look at your life and your priorities and put them in like a rubber band. Just imagine a rubber band, which we know that a rubber band can only stretch so far, right? It has the ability to stretch, but it only can stretch so far. And so that's how I look at my life and me. I am like a rubber band every day, but there is only so far that I can stretch for people. Now, what people? I'm talking about people of a priority. And there are so many people that I can fit into my rubber band every day. So for instance, I can't make time for every text message. I can't make time for every Facebook inbox. I cannot make time for that every day. If I do, then I will stretch myself and I won't be tending to the things that are a priority every day. So this is what I've used. I learn how to say no to people and no to certain things. So no, I cannot check my Facebook in the morning time. No, I cannot meet you for that party. Or no, I can't come to your son's birthday party. Why? Because it's not a priority. I didn't make it a priority. And if I'm so busy trying to please everybody else and I'm leaving myself out, I'm miserable, I'm frustrated, and I'm snappy. So the first thing is you have to say no. Learn how to say no to people and no to things and events. So the second thing is you have to learn to ignore. And what I mean by that is ignoring the text messages, ignoring the phone calls. There are so many things on your devices, so many tools that you can use so that you can ignore the distractions and you can focus on those priorities that's in your rubber band. For instance, there's a NBBOLD University, which that's a entity that I use for people who would like to live a more productive life and have a more productive day and see more productivity in their businesses. NBBOLD University, I share so many secrets and so many apps that you can utilize to simplify your life. And so to simplify my life, there's one app that I use that helps me to save time on social media, and it's called Hootsuite. And all I do is I'm scheduling my post and my inspirational posts and different things like that to be posted on my sites, my social sites. And I don't even have to be on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. It's so simple. And so I have to learn how to ignore social media at certain times of the day so that I can get things done. So the things that are a priority in my life is my family, of course, my children, my husband, myself, my businesses, my staff, my team. These things are a priority. Me working out, that's a priority. Me prepping for the week, that's a priority in my life. So anything that I stretch my rubber band to do that's not a priority, it hinders me to get things done. And I'm frustrated. I feel unproductive. I'm snappy at people because I haven't gotten things done. So that's what you have to do. You have to discover and think to yourself, what is it that I need to put inside the rubber band? And think about it. Are you making things that really shouldn't be a priority? Are you making them a priority in your life? So the first thing is saying no. And the second thing, ignoring certain things. When I'm ignoring social sites and I'm scheduling my post and scheduling different things other than, you know, Periscope and Facebook Live, I set times of the day that I like to go on there and talk to my people and talk to them and engage with them. But other than that, there's no need to be on social media. So I'm ignoring the post and the notifications with Hootsuite. The second thing that you can use to ignore your phone calls and text messages, and this is just for the iPhone users, I'm not for sure if they have this application, or it's not even an application, this settings on the Android, but I know for Apple, what you can do is turn your phone on Do Not Disturb. You can either do that, or I know you can use airplane mode, but I like to use my internet for studying and different things like that. So I can't have it on airplane mode. So turn your phone on Do Not Disturb. That way, you don't have to worry about receiving phone calls and hearing your phone vibrate or ring in the middle of what you're trying to accomplish. Turn the phone on Do Not Disturb. Set it at a certain time when you want to turn that option off. That's all you have to do. And then the thing is, what I love about it is you can set your favorites. If you need to hear from your kids, if you need your husband to call you, get in contact with your husband, any of that, your staff, like I have it, I have my staff and my team, I have them in my favorites, and those are the only people, and my husband and children, they're the only people that I can hear from during my Do Not Disturb moments during the day. So that way, I am ignoring all of the encouraging text messages and encouraging emails and phone calls, rather. I am ignoring all of that until I've gotten things done. That's what you have to do. Learn how to ignore the distractions. The third thing, before I go to the third step, learn how to turn your notifications of the sites that you frequent. Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Turn those notifications off so that you don't get distracted while you're trying to get things done. Okay, let's say you're working out and this is something that you have made up in your mind this year that you were going to make a priority. Okay, it's in that rubber band. So you have to limit the phone calls, turn your phone on Do Not Disturb, turn your notifications off. So when you're on the treadmill or your weight training, you're not distracted and not tempted to check your social sites. I'm telling you, this really works. The third thing is you must learn are you listening? Because this is really important. You've got to learn how to delegate. Yes, I'm whispering. Because people think that delegating, like you're being lazy, like you're trying to shift the work on somebody else. No, learn how to teach and delegate. Whether it's at work and you know you have a big project that you must complete by the end of the week, learn how to delegate to your team. Learn how to delegate with your children. Your children, if they're of age, teach them if they can operate a cell phone or an iPad or a tablet, they can learn how to make a sandwich. You can teach them how to clean their room and put things back the way they found them. Learn how to delegate in your home. That is the biggest thing in my home. We delegate, we help one another. Mommy can't do it all. I have three businesses that I have to operate on a daily basis. I have podcast recordings. I schedule my Periscope when I'm engaging with Periscope. I'm telling you, you must learn how to delegate. If not, you are going to be stretched and worn out. And nobody wants to be around anybody that's burned out. You want to keep that exciting energy. You want to live a fulfilled life, and you've got to learn how to delegate to people. Because if you're trying to do it all, guess what happens to that rubber band? Finally, when you stretch it and stretch it even more and stretch it even more, it breaks and it hurts. And so that's how it is in your life. You must learn how to keep that rubber band, maintain those priorities. If they're not really a priority, you need to determine what is and what's not a priority. And put the priorities in that rubber band on a daily basis by writing things down. A lot of people are just doing whatever because they don't work a plan in their life on a daily basis. Work your plan, work your day, or your day will work you. I tell people all the time, dominate your day. Don't allow your day to dominate you. And if you implement these three steps, I guarantee you, your rubber band will last throughout the day and you'll feel so accomplished and so fulfilled. So think about it. The first step, just reviewing, learn how to say no. No is not a curse word. Learn how to say no to people, to events, and to things that really don't require your attention at that moment. Some people who inbox me on Facebook and direct message me on Twitter or Instagram, they don't want anything. They just want my attention. But finally, when I give it to them, I give them the utmost respect and I give them quality. There's not one time that I'm just going to act like I read your inbox or act like I'm just this super important person. I just can't talk to you right away, but I am going to get back to you. And that's what I had to do. I had to say no to some people. The second thing, remember, this is just a review. You have to learn how to ignore. How are we going to ignore our distractions? By turning off our notification settings, by turning on the settings of do not disturb in our phone, and focusing on what matters the most at that moment. If it's your family, if it's your health and well-being, if it's your work, your job, focus on that and don't allow your distractions to become a distraction. And then that third thing, delegate. That's the big D word. You got to learn how to delegate in the home because it leaves mommy happy. Remember, happy wife, happy life. Well, this completes module one. And what I want you to do for homework is I want you to apply these steps, not later, but now, because that's how you're going to start practicing simplifying your life. What you just heard, now you're responsible for executing. So for homework, that's all you have to do. Exercise these steps right now. We'll talk to you guys in module two.